Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
This interview is sponsored by a new and standout destination in Starkville, Mississippi, Alora Modern Wellness. Founded by longtime healthcare professionals Rich and Lisa Lopez, Alora blends advanced technology with personalized care to help you feel your best. Whether it's whole body cryotherapy to reduce inflammation, an infrared sauna to detox and relax, LED light therapy to recharge at the cellular level, or assisted stretching to improve mobility, Alora has something for everybody. Their mission to provide science-backed wellness in a calm, welcoming space. Whether you're recovering from a tough workout, managing stress, or just investing in your long-term health, Alora is your modern approach to feeling better mind, body, and soul. Stop by 821 C Highway 12 right across from Kroger or explore more at AloraModernWellness.com. Glad to be joined by the quarterback at Mississippi State, QB1, Blake Shapen, joining us now on the podcast. And Blake, I'm going to start today's interview with the same question I started Coach Lebby with a few weeks ago when I had him on, which is this. You know, coaches love to use the coach speak term, adversity. You learn a lot through adversity. You learn a lot about yourself through tough times. What did last season teach Blake Shapen about himself?
Yeah, I mean, it taught me a lot. I think that was the first year that I've, you know, missed a total of 8 games. I mean, the most games I've missed is 4 games in a season. So, you know, missing 8 games taught me a lot. Makes me realize how blessed I am to get to play the game of football. For our team, I feel like learning a lot with Coach Lebby being its first year and, you know, going through a lot of ups and downs, really a lot of downs last year, being able to bounce back forward is going to be huge for us this year.
Do you see a difference in the way Coach Lebby runs things from year one to year two? You know, he's learning as you are in his first year as a head coach. Does he seem like a different coach in any way this year?
I wouldn't say there's a big difference of how he's coaching, but I will say that we've cracked down on a lot of the details of just how we approach every workout, every practice, every lift. There's a lot more intentionality with everything that we do. You can tell that, you know, especially in playing the SEC, you got to be able to be very intentional on every detail. And I feel like we've done a really good job of that in the offseason.
So you just dropped a word there, intentional. And I was going to save this for a little later, but I wanted to ask you about what is your favorite, what I'm going to call Lebbyism? These are phrases I hear him use a lot. And intentional is definitely one. He says again a lot. Like he'll start a sentence with it. Again. Yeah. All right. We've got to find ways. That's what he throws in a lot. The people in the building. And then continue to get better. Of that group, what is your favorite Lebbyism?
Man, he has, like you said, he has a lot of them that he says. The people in the building, I think, is probably the one that stands out to me the most, just because he does use that term probably more than any other. And I feel like that goes hand in hand just with everything, really. I mean, the people in the building, the people that you bring in the building is everything. And the guys that you go to war with every Saturday is everything. And then the coaches, too. So probably that term for sure.
And there's a variation of that term, the people in these four walls. That's the variation on that theme. So you bring up an interesting point there, though, because with the transfer portal now, you know, the team you have last year is not the team you have this year anymore. And you think about a decade ago, you come in as a freshman and you're with those guys for 4 or 5 years, and you just don't have that anymore. As a player, have players kind of taken on the mindset of, look, the team is the team. Whoever is out here in maroon and white, that's our team this year, and we're going to build with those guys.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you kind of have to take that on nowadays. Like you said, it's changed. College football has changed tremendously, especially from when I first got into college. So I feel like being able to take that, you know, it's kind of, this is what it is. Like, you got to be able to take it. It's going to be a new team probably every year now. And so got to build relationships really fast with guys whenever they get here. And like I said, it kind of brings it back to being very intentional, not just on the field, but off the field with the relationships that you build with these guys.
So how do you build relationships in the offseason? You know, you think about football and so much of the relationships is I've been with those guys for so long and I just know their actions. When you have a whole new receiver room that you're going to be throwing to, when you got, you know, new offensive linemen in front of you, how do you build that relationship?
Yeah, I think whenever you get here in January, I think it starts then right when you step foot on campus, especially in the locker room. I feel like it starts in the locker room whenever you start to talk to new guys, be able to, you know where they come from, who they are, things like that, and kind of translate it into off the field stuff, whether it's going out to eat, hanging out at the house, different things like that. Like, that plays a huge part, especially for me, like you said, with the receivers, with the offensive line, being able to do things outside the building to be able to build that relationship.
If you're picking the restaurant here in Starkville, where are we going to eat?
I always say Two Brothers. I'd say Two Brothers, and I'd say Obie's too.
Those are good
I love
choices. Those are good choices. You're doing good there. You're doing good. So when I've talked to Coach Lebby about you in the past, I mean, the guy lights up. It's almost like a dad talking about his son in some ways. From your perspective, is this the best player-coach relationship you've ever had?
Yeah, for sure. Especially with playing the quarterback position, I feel like me and him have been able to communicate a lot more than what I've been able to in the past, just with where I've been. But not only on the field, it's a good relationship, but off the field. I feel like I've been able to connect with him very well. I remember my first visit coming to Starkville, and I already knew like this was the place I wanted to be, just because of the relationship that we were able to build like very quick.
What's something about being a football player that the average fan has no idea about?
I think the schedule. I think the schedule is a huge thing. I don't think they fully understand how many hours that we spend in this building. Like, we've been in this building since 6:45 this morning, working out and stuff like that. And that's just in the summertime. Like, we're not in practice yet, but we're working out, doing meetings, walkthroughs, stuff like that. I think not many people outside of football fully understand the amount of hours that we put into this.
You know, Mississippi State made that announcement like a week or two ago about the new indoor practice facility. And you have some people saying, well, is that what the best use of funds in the NIL era? And I was trying to tell people, like, y'all don't realize that that's their home. You know, that practice facility really becomes like a second home for you guys.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I mean, we literally, this is our home. Like, we're here in our house. And so I feel like the facility was a huge add-on for Mississippi State and the football program. And I feel like it was a huge deal just because, like you said, we spend so much time here.
So last year when I talked to you at Media Days, I gave you a scenario for a play call. And you told me the scenario was, we just got the ball, we want to take a shot at the end zone. What's the call? You said grenade right. I talked to Lebby about that later, and he lit up. He was like, that's the right call. That was a great call. So yeah. I want to give you that. I don't know if you knew that or not, but take us through a play call in terms of how deep does it go? You come to the line, you've got your play call, you see something you don't like. How many changes can you make? I know you can audible out of one call, but if the defense shifts again, can you do a third audible? How deep can a play call go?
I mean, it really just depends. I mean, if you're talking about third downs, obviously you can get into that. You can, you know, change things to how you want it, especially if you're getting a certain pressure where you need to change the protection and get the ball out quick and change the routes on the perimeter. You can do that. But really within our system on base downs, first down and second down, there's not a ton of audibles because we're moving so fast at a high tempo.
And is that as a for a quarterback, you know, when you see something, is that a problem for you sometimes that you're like, I need to get out of this play, or what do you do in that scenario where you're like, I see trouble right here?
Right. Not really in this offense, just because there's so many different options within the play, and the play will make itself right either way. It doesn't matter the coverage that they're running. We have an answer for everything that they can do defensively. So no.
All right. Would you call this offense user friendly?
For sure. For a quarterback, there's no doubt about it.
What makes it that way?
You know, I'd say it's just like,
because you're describing it, you're like, there's a lot of options. That makes it seems like you got to be thinking at all times. Why would it be user friendly?
Well, I think it's just what I said. There's a lot of options within each play. Mm-hmm. And then also for the quarterback, you're moving at such a fast pace that it can catch the defense on their heels a lot of the time, just because of how fast you're moving. If we're being able to be efficient and convert on third downs and things like that and keep the sticks moving, then it can really keep them on their heels the rest of the game. And that can take a lot of pressure off of the quarterback.
When we talked to you at the end of spring, you talked about, you know, playing in a way that you don't open yourself up for injury as much, trying to be smarter about the hits that you take. But, you know, I've seen you play college football, and I know that, you know, muscle memory is a thing. When the ball is snapped and you're out there and you see an opening, how do you talk yourself into, I need to get out of bounds here, instead of I need to fight forward for two or three more yards?
You know, I think that's been one of the biggest problems that I've had to deal with my whole career, just because I feel like the competitor in me wants to go get the extra yard, the extra 2 yards that I can get. But especially after last year, after getting hurt and missing that many games, like, it made me open my eyes into realizing that those 1 or 2 extra yards on first and second down, they don't mean much. It like me being on the field means more. And so, I just got to be able to keep that in the back of my head a lot more than what I've had in the past, because in the past I really never thought about it. I just wanted to compete and play and win. This year I've definitely taken a different mindset to it.
Is that something that, because in practice they're not allowed to hit you. Is that something you just have to just keep be mindful of at all times?
Yeah, I think for me, just like when I watch film, like this is a play I need to just get down. Just get down. Whether it's film or it's just me, like every day telling myself, like, don't take the hit if you don't need it. And I think I just got to remind myself over time just to keep thinking that way.
So something I've always been intrigued by is the Manning Passing Academy, and you were there a season ago. Are you back this year?
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay. What is that experience like when you're a college quarterback?
It's amazing. Last year I went, got to meet Peyton Manning, Eli Manning, all the Mannings, Archie Manning. It was amazing just to be able to gain knowledge from guys that have done it at a very high level, and then also be around guys that are doing it at a high level in college and be able to pick their brains and hang out with them. It's pretty fun. It's a good time during the year, especially going into the season, just to be around guys that go through the same thing that you go through.
Are there any quarterbacks around the country that you would say, yeah, that's a friend of mine?
Yeah, I mean, I would say there's the Houston quarterback last year. I know Donovan Smith. I actually know Gio Lopez, the guy that was just at South Alabama that transferred to North Carolina. Me and him are really close. Sawyer Robertson, obviously, him coming to Baylor, I know of him, and we have a good relationship. I mean, I could go on and on with some guys that I know of and that we've talked before.
I wanted to ask you specifically about Sawyer. When you decided to come to Mississippi State, what did he tell you about being here?
It was so basically during that time when I was trying to figure out where I was going, I wasn't in Waco, so I wasn't talking to him much. But whenever I did commit, he called me and we talked on the phone. He was like, "Man, I loved it, my time being there. It's obviously a lot different than Waco." But he said nothing but great things about Starkville.
When you came out of this spring, you think about a season ago and you think about this spring, how you felt coming out of last year, how you feel coming into this year. Do you feel noticeably different about the team that you have around you this season?
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Like I could tell the first week of spring ball how different it felt. The energy level, everything about it. Obviously last year there was energy, but this year I feel like the energy was able to sustain throughout the whole of spring. Whereas last year you could feel it die out at times and things like that. I feel like this year guys wanted to be here every single day, even though we're in week 4 of it, week 5 of it. You could feel the energy from the guys, and obviously we added up some playmakers to fill the holes that we lost, which is pretty amazing. And the type of guys that we were able to bring in are great dudes to be around. They want to work and get better every day, and so it's been really good.
How much of that is, last year everybody was new to what was happening, and this year you had some familiarity with what Coach Lebby and the coaching staff wanted to do. How much of that was just having a second year at Mississippi State?
Yeah, I could just tell for me personally, I'm a lot more comfortable, especially being in Starkville. This is my second year. I'm used to everything. I'm used to Coach Levy, used to the offense. I could feel a difference. Even though I did miss most of the season last year, I was able to still take a lot of mental reps last year. And I could tell from the first day of spring ball how much more comfortable I felt with the offense, the scheme, the footwork, everything involved. Like it was just completely different for me.
You have a lot of new faces on this offense, but one guy maybe you weren't expecting to have back was Devon Booth. I asked Coach Lebby about this, and he couldn't help but smile. I want to get your what were your thoughts when you heard that Devon Booth was going to get another year of eligibility?
I mean, it was amazing. I was just at home, just working out and hanging out and rehabbing and stuff. And I remember him texting me, and he was like, "I'm gonna be back another year, bro." And I was like, that was honestly, that made my day just because like Booth is a great player, great dude. But that just adds another element to our offense that just was huge to be able to gain back, especially a guy that did it all last year and did it at a really high level.
When you look at that running back room, just from a person like my perspective, who, my job is to try to analyze things and look around the SEC, that's a very deep and talented room. You bring back Booth, Johnny Daniels was really good last year, and then you bring in a guy like Fluff Bothwell, and then I like the young guy in Gayton. That's a really deep room. How good can those guys be for you?
Man, they're going to be tremendous. Like it's like you said it all. It's a great group of guys, and it's a room full of depth. Like we can plug in any of those guys, and they can go in and execute at a really high level, and we won't lose a beat. So knowing that we have that running back room and that amount of depth is huge for us going in this year.
So you know as well as anybody that Mississippi State fans, they saw what happened defensively last year. It wasn't good. There's no getting around that fact. When you were out seeing those guys in practice this year, how different did they look?
You could tell that, the difference was like they were a lot more comfortable. It's the same thing offensively with guys that's been in the offense. Like you're a lot more comfortable in year two in the system and Coach Hutzler's system. And so you can just tell the communication was a lot different. You could hear guys talking on the field, communicating, being in the right places, executing at a high level. You could just tell the comfort they were a lot more comfortable than where they were a year ago.
What does being a leader mean to you?
I think for me, it's like I said, relationships. I think it all starts with the relationships. None of these guys will ever listen to a word I have to say if they don't know who I am and they know that I don't care about them. And so I feel like the biggest thing for me, especially last year and then this year, getting a new group of guys this year was building a relationship early on. Because like I said, like you get into deep workouts and things like that, and you have something to say, they're not going to trust what you have to say or even listen to you if they don't trust you. And so relationships is a big deal for that.
What kind of role do the current players play in the recruiting process? These guys come to campus, they visit. I know they sit down and talk with you guys. You host some of them. What is that process like?
See, I didn't last year I did it a couple times, but it's a big deal, obviously. I remember when I was coming out, you want to know about everything. You want to know what the coaches are like, you want to know what the facility's like, you want to know what the day-to-day is like. And so being able to talk to the players that are going through it every single day is huge. I feel like that was one of the biggest things for me when I was coming out. So it's definitely a big deal.
What was your conversations like with Luke Crumenhaugh?
You're saying when he got here,
Yeah,
or?
in the recruiting process, did he want to speak with you?
Yeah, no. Well, he texted me whenever he committed and was like, I can't wait to work with you. It's going to be fun. And it was a good thing. Me and him exchanged numbers. He's been nothing but great. He's a great dude. He's a great player. And that's good. We need a good quarterback room, good energy, just to be able to keep each other going.
So I know you're a football guy. You're in the facility, like you said, since 6:45 this morning. What's an off day look like for Blake Chapin?
Sunday, I think that's really the only off day I get. Saturday, we usually come up here in the morning and throw. So, yeah, Sunday is really our off day. And I might go play a round of golf or go hang out with a couple of buddies on the team, but it's nothing crazy.
What's your handicap?
Don't want to talk about
I don't golf at all, man. I've done.
it.
Whatever you said was going to be better than what I would throw up. I
It's
promise you that.
hit or miss. It's hit or miss.
I got you. I got you. Got some good golf courses around here, though. Have you had a chance to play at Old Waverly?
I did. I've played up there twice now. So yeah, that place is awesome.
Yeah, it's really good. Are you a gamer? Do you play the NCAA Football 26? The new trailer came out today. Are you on the sticks for that one?
I'm actually not. I've played it a couple of times. I don't really, if I do play games, I'll play Fortnite. That's the only game
Fortnite.
that I'll play. Yeah.
So I did an interview yesterday with the MSU esports team. They just won a national championship in Rainbow Six. Could you compete with those guys?
No,
No.
definitely not.
Just straight up, just no. Okay.
Yeah. No.
So I did want to ask you though, if you think about Blake Chapin on the video game, what should your number one stat be?
I'd say arm strength.
Arm strength. Is that
Yeah.
something that the guys look at when it comes out? Do you look at the stats and go, wait a minute, I got screwed here?
Yeah, I remember when it came out. I don't even know what my over. I don't remember. I think it was like a 80, 81 or something. I'm like, I was kind of mad about it, but I was like, it is what it is. I mean, it's cool to be on a video game. So I got to play it and I was really slow. So I was like, golly, they marked me down on the speed, huh?
You got a free copy too, right?
Yeah.
Because you were one of the opt-ins, yeah. How many was anybody on the team last year that was like, I don't want to be a part of that? Do you remember?
No, I don't
Okay.
think so.
Because I
Yeah.
remember when the first edition came out, Stonka was not on there. And that was a big deal for people. Like, where is Stonka? It was not on there.
Yeah, I don't think he opted out. They must have screwed something up.
I believe that. Looking ahead to this season, you know as well as anybody what it means for Mississippi State fans to be able to turn this program around and get back to winning. What's your message to Bulldog fans as we go into the season?
I would think kind of leave the things that has happened in the past, and let's just move forward. It's going to be a fun year. We got to take care of business, obviously, and we got to be able to take it one week at a time. And there's going to be ups and downs within a season, especially playing the SEC. You're not going to win every single one of them, but we do know the expectation of winning and having a good season. And that's the biggest thing, is just stay patient right now, and then we're going to put a good product on the field. It's going to be a fun year.
They just announced the first three kickoff times. Are you excited about an 11 a.m. kickoff on August the 30th?
I was very confused by that. I thought it was definitely going to be a night game, but I'll take whatever it is, to be honest with you.
At least you'll be wearing white. It'll be somewhat cooler out there. So looking forward to it. Blake, really appreciate all this time today, man. Have a great season, and I'm sure we'll talk to you. We'll see you at Media Days for sure.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Appreciate you for having me.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.